Life for migrants is not easy, and it can be even harder for the LGBT community. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Edward Alisi, assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Rutgers University, details the hardships these groups face during their relocation.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender migrants who obtained refuge or asylum in the U.S. or Canada on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity report extensive recollection of abuse by parents, peers, and school personnel, according to a recent study conducted by myself and my colleagues. Findings indicated that participants experienced severe and prolonged verbal, physical, and sexual abuse throughout childhood and adolescence, and that the abuse occurred at home, in school, and in the community. Furthermore, there were few or no protections available to them. An analysis of 26 interviews was conducted with participants from countries such as Iran, Russia, Kenya, Malaysia, and Jamaica. Compared to what we already know about LGBT youth in the U.S. and Canada, children and youth in these countries have fewer support systems, which may end up impacting their resiliency. Also, unlike youth in the U.S. and Canada who could move to a more tolerant region, movement to another part of the country does not help because of laws that make escaping severe homophobia and transphobia difficult. Participants reported that they began to experience psychological distress in childhood and that it continued into adulthood. They described experiences of depression, anxiety, and traumatic stress prior to migration, as well as suicidal ideation and suicide attempts. Many internalized negative messages, which contributed to the belief that they were defective, sick, or demonically possessed. Despite the bleak picture before migration, participants manifested extraordinary levels of resilience to deal with their situations during childhood and adolescence. Many immersed themselves in their studies and therefore excelled academically. Furthermore, seeking refuge or asylum should be considered an act of resilience in and of itself.
That was Edward Alisi of Rutgers University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.